We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to the second section, the 19th chapter, and the Chafetz Chaim had been discussing who we should give our tithe to. And the Chafetz Chaim had said, ideally, you should give it to someone who's learning Torah. He said, the first person to give it to is one's own relatives. If one doesn't have relatives that need, then those who learn Torah. And if you can't give it all to people who are masters of Torah, you should try to give the majority or at least half of it to them. That's what I found in this commentary on the Codex. And that, he says, is also clear from the Shittim Kubetzes in the tractate Ksubos in the name of Rav HaMe'ili. That the tithe that we give of our money is a reenactment of the tithe that was given to the priests and the Levites so that they would strengthen themselves in their learning Torah. Now we're up to paragraph 2. Vidan, I want you to know. That one can use the money of Maaser to help a bride and a groom enter chuppah. And by the way, this is your last opportunity for tonight to donate. We're collecting for a young bride, speaking of which, yeah, a young bride who's an orphan, who we're trying to help get some funds together to help her get, she's getting married soon. So,
is the last night to donate?
Well, in the future I'll be able to give other brides, but I'm passing on the money. Bezrat Hashem. What? You could also tell me how much you'll give, and then I lay out the money because I trust you that you'll give it. I mean, if you don't have your checks on hand, so you could tell me. Every week or two, there's another cause that I'm collecting for. So, I mean, if you can give for this, good. I want to give for that.
Just tell me the story.
What?
Just tell me fast the story.
Not right now, but back to our Avat Chesed. So, I said there's a young bride who is an orphan, who we're collecting for, whom I would like to give the money to tomorrow so she can purchase the things she needs for her wedding, and whoever wants to donate. So you could still do that tonight. You don't want to know. So, the Achronim write, guys, all questions should be off the record. Right now we're being recorded. The Achronim write that a chasan and a kala, giving them from your meiser is okay. If you wouldn't be able to marry him off without using your meiser money, so use the meiser money. And the same thing would be if you want to have to be a sandik. You want the merit of being a sandik. So, you could pay with the Meiser money to get that married, or if you want to publish Svarim, and then you'll lend them to other people. And you could buy, that's what many people do, as we discussed in the previous chapter, you could buy books for your own library from money of Meiser. Just be careful that the books you buy from Meiser money, you should write in them that you purchased them from Meiser money, so that one's own children won't assume they're theirs after the person dies. They'll realize that these are books that are meant to be lent out, and then a person could use it themselves and also lend it out. But there are others who question all of this. See the Pischei Tshuva quotes of Hasam Sofer that writes in the name of the Maharil and the Rama that Meiser is only for the poor. So if you have a bride and a groom that are poor, no problem. Here we're talking about a bride and a groom that are one's own children, or situation where they don't really need it. So anyways, if you want to help them out with this, there are opinions that say it's okay. But if they're poor, that's okay. But any other mitzvah, that's not included. He says, okay, so ideally Meiser should be to feed the poor. Then you're fulfilling every opinion. But in ancient times, the person who was the sandok used to fund a large part of the bris. And I have to tell you a fantastic story about this in a minute. If you were sandik, then you funded the bris. So, let's say the guy can't afford to make a bris, to make a meal at his child's bris. Or chasen and kala, they can't afford a chuppah. So if you're going to fund it, they'll have a decent chuppah, and if not, not. Or if you don't buy books for the library of the yeshiva or the shul, they're not going to have those books. Then don't go being stringent. Because that's charity. That's what we said. And here we'll conclude. I'll tell you a story. Unfortunately, I don't remember all the details, but I'll tell it as best as I remember it. Rav Pesin Zatzal, his father-in-law was Rav Pinsky. And
Rav Pesin of Wayu?
What?
Rav Pesin of Wayu?
Rav Pinsky. Rav Pesin, Pesin, P-E-S-S-I-N. So, the following story is told about his father-in-law. I heard it from his wife. There was once a bris in town, and they wanted to honor one of the wealthy people in town because they wanted him to fund the bris. The person, maybe this was Rav Pesin's grandfather. Maybe it wasn't Rav Pinsky. I think I'm getting it wrong. I think it was Rav Pesin's grandfather. I'm sorry. The person who was supposed to have the bris, it was his own child, he couldn't fund his own child's bris. So he asked this wealthy person to be the sanduk. And the person went to the Rav and he said, what do I need the honor for? All he's doing, he wants me to fund the bris. So the Rav said, no problem. I'll be the sandek. I'm funding the bris. I want the mitzvah. So the guy said, it's all yours. Take it. And that's what happened. He funded the bris. And end of story. Fine. A few years pass, and this wealthy person passes away. And he starts showing up to the Rav in a dream. And he says to him, how could you take my mitzvah? Huh. So the Rav answers him in the dream and says, I paid for it. What do you mean? And the guy says, yeah, but now I need it. Yeah. And the Rav says, too bad. A deal's a deal and a fool's a fool. Uh-huh. But the dream keeps repeating itself. The guy keeps on coming back to him in a dream. And he keeps answering him the same thing. I paid for it, a deal's a deal, and a fool's a fool. What do you want from me? You gave up on it. But as the dream repeated itself, he was uncomfortable. So he decided there's a Rav in the next town over, he'll go and ask him what he thinks. So he gets his horse and buggy ready, and one morning he saddles his horse and buggy and he goes out to that Rav. He's riding into the yard, and the Rav comes out to him and says, you could go back home. So he says to him, what do you mean? I didn't talk to you yet. He says to him, he's been coming to me in a dream too. And I told him, a dream's a dream and a fool's a fool. A deal's a deal and a fool's a fool. Go home. You don't have to give up on your mitzvah. I don't know.